Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Hey, pleasant good morning to you. Welcome into another installment of Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for joining us here on this Thursday morning. Busy day for us at the Chamber. A little bit later on this morning, as a matter of fact, at high noon, we will start our broadcast for the 4 Under 40 Awards, the fourth annual event sponsored by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Just like this program, as well as Mass General Store, BB&T, and Boone Drugs. We'll be broadcasting that on Facebook Live, so you'll be able to watch that ceremony in its entirety, again, beginning at noon, and then we'll have re-airs of the ceremony available on the Facebook archive, but also on App TV at 7 o'clock Saturday night and 7 o'clock Monday night. So, unfortunately, due to COVID, we're not able to have people attend this event like we normally do, but we will be able to honor 16 area leaders and one Respect Your Elder Award winner for emerging leadership in our community and in terms of the Respect Your Elder Award, supporting those emerging leaders that are going to be so important for our area as we move forward. So again, that's the fourth annual 4 Under 40 Awards. Get underway at noon. Check out our Facebook Live on the Boone Chamber Facebook page. And again, you can watch that in its entirety on App TV coming up Saturday night at 7 and again Monday at 7. And you can watch that as a subscriber of SkyBest TV and Spectrum here in the local area. Hey, we got a great show for you here today. We are talking with Ashley Chemo of Spangler Restoration, one of our great local partners. I know a number of businesses have been tackling the cleaning, sanitizing, disinfecting that comes with COVID, but there are also a number of other services that Spangler provides, so we want to make sure that those things are top of mind to you and your family should you ever have the need. So again, our conversation coming up with Ashley Chemo of Spangler Restoration right on the other side of this timeout. You are listening to this morning to Mind Your Business, an exclusive presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Welcome back in to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Our program brought to you, as always, by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. As we talked about before the break, lots of folks starting to think about, again, enhanced return to offices, to schools, to the various places that we haven't been able to visit as frequently as we may have normally been able to over these last several months. And as we're thinking about more time in office settings and more time in some of these places, certainly the cleanliness factor comes into that. So we've got an expert with us on the line today that is going to be able to help talk us through some of what their company can offer, but just also some of the general best practices that are out there in the sanitation world right now. And so with that said, Ashley Chemo from Spangler Restoration is joining us here today. Ashley is a return visitor to the program. So welcome back to Mind Your Business.
Thank you so much for having me, David. I do appreciate it to the fullest. Hi, everyone. My name is Ashley Chemo. I am the business development manager for the Boone office for Spangler Restoration. As David was stating, we do offer cleaning for the virus. We have done a lot of commercial businesses along with hotels in the area and churches. We have three different tiers. Level one tier is strictly a confirmed COVID case. That way we can go in and do a full wipe down and cleaning of all the common touch points and hard structure surfaces, including like the doors, the trim, the bathroom fixtures, countertops, hardwood surfaces, and hard contents. We treat that with microban, and then we can go on down to businesses would just like us to come in and just literally do a clean sweep, disinfect. So we have those that we can help. All definitely are through the proper certificate and certifications that we offer. And along with that, we also, just to pinpoint on some other items that we do for Spangler, we are a turnkey restoration company. So what that means, we're a general contractor for both North and South Carolina. We are certified in fire damage restoration, mold remediation, water mitigation, trauma and biohazard cleanup, and odor removal. So we can do everything from start to finish. So we will be there every step of the way.
Ashley, I know you kind of detailed out some of the COVID response elements to that, and that's certainly a big topic with people that may have an employee, as you kind of mentioned, the COVID cleaning or that positive employee cleaning regimen that's going mm-hmm. through. What are some of the ways that you all as a staff have kept up on those, the proper procedures for that kind of thing? And you know, there are a lot of different people sending a lot of different information around. So how has Spangler made sure that they have been kind of on the front end of that technology in a way to make sure that when you are going into a business or into a dwelling, that you're able to do what needs to be done to the full specifications of CDC and some of those other agencies out there?
So all work that we performed are by trained and certified technicians and full PPE to ensure safety and area sanitization. All products used are verified to the clients with the EPA's emerging viral guidance for those products, such as Microban. And then again, we use our MSDS sheets provided for all the products used, specialized contact and contract required prior to the services being performed. So we have different guidelines that we as a company have to make sure we are on top of, especially going into residential homes and commercial businesses, to make sure everything is sanitized to that measurement, just so we are covering every baseline and making sure everybody is safe with that as well, especially people like businesses, people coming in and out like a rotating door.
Ashley Kimo joining us from Spangler Restoration here this morning on Mind Your Business. And Ashley, what kind of turnaround time are you offering right now if a business were to call and reach out and say, hey, we have had an issue or we'd like to get a deep cleaning done of our facility? How quickly can you dispatch a crew and get out to that location with the volume that I'm sure you're dealing with?
So like I tell everyone that calls us, we do free estimates and inspections. So if it is a confirmed case, then I would go ahead and get our certified mold and MIT manager on the phone. And then from there, he would go to either the commercial business or residential, get the square footage, and then from there, give them a proper estimate. Turnaround, you can see from 24 to 48 hours. It just depends, of course, the building or the establishment. But turnaround is very fast because, again, this is a topic now that's every day we hear about. And, of course, we get calls every single day.
Ashley, what are some of those things that maybe you and your team have seen as kind of the common points of discussion when you go into a facility and somebody asks, well, how can we manage our facility better? As they get your cleaning and they want to try to stretch that out as much as possible, or could be just procedural things that they're doing, interacting with people as they come in. Have you seen some of those commonalities and what businesses are maybe dealing with on this front?
So what I tell people, I mean, a lot of individuals, of course, Lysol, Clorox wipes, definitely using masks, making sure that you are washing your hands, using sanitizer. Usually every time you shake a hand or deal with anything, there is a spray that we use, like I stated, in tier one, and it's called Microban. You can actually purchase that at Lowe's Hardware. I'm sure Walmart and other grocery item stores like that will hold it as well. That sanitizer can last up to 24 hours. So what I tell my agents and, of course, clients that call us, definitely after you get us to professionally clean, just stay on top of it with using Microban and, of course, cleaning all your hard surfaces and making sure that you're staying on top of cleaning your hands properly, making sure everything's wiped down and sanitized to the fullest.
Excellent. Expert advice from Ashley Kimo of Spangler Restoration. We will take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about some of those other services that Spangler provides and how they may be able to best be top of mind for you should you ever find yourself in one of these circumstances. We'll continue with Ashley Kimo after this. You're listening to Mind Your Business this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit appalachiancre.com.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson with the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce talking with Ashley Chemo this morning from Spangler Restoration. Just went through a pretty deep understanding of how Spangler helps businesses with their deep cleaning and sanitizing, making sure that anybody that is dealing with the constant back and forth of people has a good resource out there to help them with the sanitizing, disinfecting, and cleaning that is a must for commercial businesses, certainly, and a lot of families are adopting some of those policies as well. Ashley, I know that touches on one very specific element to what Spangler Restoration has been able to offer clients here over the course of the last several months, but this is a company that has been in business for a long time, helping families through other challenges and businesses through other challenges. Can you give us a kind of a quick overview of some of those ways that you are able to go beyond just the service provider relationship and really help people kind of put things back together at times where I'm sure sometimes you're seeing people on their worst day and your goal is to try to make a positive out of that scenario?
Spangler Restoration has been open since 2009. We are actually the largest privately held and operated restoration company in the state of North Carolina. So a daily view of my life and in the life of Spangler, as David stated, each day is something new. There can be a day where a hotel calls me and has a pipe burst that went down from the fourth floor on down to the lobby that my guys have to take care of. There might be another client that calls that has mold where there was a leak and they didn't know about in their wall that we have to tear out drywall and properly go ahead and get that taken care of as well. And with that being said, there might be a time in which I deal with this more than I would like to, is fire damage restoration. So if we get called by an agent or adjuster on a large loss fire, I help with the victim assistance. So what that means is I go there, make sure that the resident homeowner is taken care of, is given the right proper information, help them with their claim, with their insurance cover, and make sure if they are if they're going through a time where they're going to be displaced, that they have a place to stay. Just right now, I know American Red Cross is a great advocate of doing that for homeowners. And we like to play with that as well, just because there's during COVID right now, it's really a touchy subject for people to come out, especially like you said, you don't know what you're going to be going into. So with that being said, we do everything from, like I said, fire damage restoration, mold remediation, on up to water mitigation and bio and trauma cleanup. There's been times that we've gotten calls that there has been a meth lab that blew up and that we have to clean it up on site. So we are certified to do that as well. So like I say, every day is something different. That's why I love working for this company. Our slogan is because trust matters. So every time we talk to a homeowner, we know that when we leave, we want them to feel at home with us, that they trust us, and that they can call us with anything that it may be on their mind. So I love being a help for that, just another avenue to gather information, just because you never know what the next hour is going to take. There could be a fire in my house, and literally I will go blank, and I'd love to have someone there that has the knowledge that can walk me through those steps. And that's what I love to do. That's what I do. And I'm just here to be a advocate for the community and to help out as much as I can.
Ashley Chemo joining us from Spangler Restoration on Mind Your Business this morning. And Ashley, I think you touch on an important subject in the matter of trust, especially in a situation where things are flying at you fast, whether that is because of a storm issue with a house or you know, heaven forbid, a fire within a house. You I know, have so much experience in dealing with just the management aspect of helping people think through what they need to accomplish at a time where so much is chaotic. How do you personally manage that? Because I know there are a lot of folks that maybe can take that same concept into their own business strategy a little bit too, where, you know, again, not everything is you know, great smelling roses and sunshine all the time. You have to deal with that on a daily basis. What's your advice to somebody that maybe has to triage somewhat or deal with people that are going through a very tough time, and you are trying to be that beacon of hope and that ray of light for folks at a very difficult point in time in their day and their lives, for that matter.
I get that question asked a lot. And like I tell the homeowners, once I'm there, I might not be the best fit, and that's okay. I just want to make sure you are taken care of as a person. I want to make sure that you are taken care of as if you were my mother in Virginia and I'm not there, I couldn't assist. I want to make sure that someone is there guiding you, giving you the correct information, and making sure that your best interest is the top of the list. And so with that being said, that's what brings me a lot of joy of my job, is making sure I'm there at the time where they're needing a lot of information, they're needing guidance, and then seeing them through the whole project where we are there clipping the ribbon of their new home or their new kitchen that we had to do the restoration in and rebuild. So that in itself, that's a big, I guess you can say, achievement. And it makes the most joy of every day when I get in my car and make those calls and get those calls from agents and homeowners that are in distress. I love to be that shoulder to cry on, that shoulder to ask for information. And that's why I love my job.
Ashley, I know you touched on the turnkey element to your restoration a few moments ago. Could you maybe walk through what that process looks like? So if somebody did have something happen in the house, a flood issue for, like you had mentioned in your example, how do you interface with the contractors that help with that, and what ultimately is on the homeowner in that case for having to line some of those services up?
So we handle every detail. Spangler Restoration is a complete turnkey company, as I stated. So we do start to finish. We are right there every step of the way. So we are literally your one-stop shop. If the state a fire, if there is a kitchen fire, we will go ahead, pull the permits, go ahead and get with the town to make sure everything is in process, to get our subs here and work with your insurance and your adjuster to make sure we put back what you want and it looks better than our finished product. We want it to look better than what it did when it started. So we literally do everything from start to finish. We are there as guidance. You do not have to call subs. You don't have to do anything like that. We take care of you from A to Z, and we're there along the way. Every step.
Excellent peace of mind for people that know they need a name to call, but definitely maybe don't necessarily know all of the things that go into that kind of relationship. And that's exactly why you want to have Spangler Restoration in your speed dial. We're visiting with Ashley Chemo here this morning with Spangler. Ashley, you mentioned as well to us earlier in this week, Spangler is actually hiring right now, as many people are. What kind of positions do you have available, and what are you looking for?
So we are both, we are hiring for both locations. Of course, we have an office in Boone, and we also have an office in Hickory near the Conover exit. We are looking for project managers that has had experience in the construction business. The project manager is literally the individual that lines up the subs, walks through the whole house in the process with a homeowner, and make sure that every detail that they want in their home is done completely. And then we are also looking for techs. And for techs, we are looking for someone that is certified in mold and water. However, if they are not, we can definitely get them certified, and then they will get the proper Spangler training on how to go ahead and do the proper steps on the mold and water mitigation. So we're looking for those two. We're looking for some all-stars, some superstars that are there to give the 110% customer service that Spangler loves to give, and to make sure that when they leave, our residents and our homeowners are satisfied with the work we completed for them.
Final thing for you, Ashley, if you would like to give any contact information out or how people can best interface on both the needs for restoration, but also on the job front too, how can people get a hold of you for that?
My phone is 24/7, 365. So the best way to get a hold of me is by my cell phone. And my number is 828-406-5167. Or you can reach me by email, which is Ashley. And my name is spelled a little different, so it's ASHLI@callspangler.com. I'm more than happy to discuss more about the COVID cleanings along with the other items that we do. And if anybody would like to get a free inspection or estimate that they had an issue and they would like us to view, I'm more than happy to get that scheduled for them as well.
Excellent resource. And I know people will appreciate the fact that they've got an expert that they can just reach out to and ask a question to. I appreciate you being willing to do that. And I'm sure you will get a few questions out of this audience and many more as you all continue to provide the service that you do. Thanks for everything that I know your crew is having to do above and beyond right now to help with the COVID aspect of life. And we always enjoy catching up with you and look forward to doing it again soon.
I hope you never need me, but if you do, please call Spangler, because trust matters.
That's right. That's Ashley Chemo from Spangler Restoration. That will do it for this installment of Mind Your Business. We'll be right back with you again, same time, same place next week here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.
People, they make up one of the top industries in Watonga County. Locals that call this special place home. Visitors who frequently escape to our beauty. Students who come here to learn. Alongside App Healthcare, the Boone and Blowing Rock Chambers of Commerce and Appalachian State ask you to show your love for all who walk our streets by practicing the 3 W's. Wear a face covering, wash your hands, and wait 6 feet from others. Show your love, and together we can keep Watauga County safe and open for everyone.